This week's story is sponsored by Audible Kids. Please visit audiblekids.com/storynori for your free audiobook download. The Wedding of Robin Redbreast and Jenny Wren. Hello, this is Natasha, and I'm dropping by with a poem about a friendly bird who often appears on Christmas cards. He's called Robin Redbreast, or sometimes he's known as Cock Robin. Bertie often sees him hopping around the palace gardens and sitting on the gardener's spade, looking for worms. He has a bright red chest and looks very cheerful and festive, especially on a snowy day when he stands out from all the whiteness around him. One of his ancestors had a famous poem written about his wedding to Jenny Wren, and it's extremely charming, quite dramatic, and a bit sad too. But before the story, I'd just like to tell you about an audiobook you can buy from our sponsor, Audible Kids. It's by one of the funniest and most original children's authors ever, and his name is Roald Dahl. You can hear Roald Dahl himself reading four of his most famous books, including Charlie and the Chocolate Factory and James and the Giant Peach. So if you like way out, fantastic and amusing stories, go to audiblekids.com/storynori and search for the Roald Dahl audio collection, or follow the link in StoryNori's sidebar. Now, where was I? Ah yes, the story. It was on a merry time when Jenny Wren was young. So neatly as she danced, and so sweetly as she sung, Robin Redbreast lost his heart. He was a gallant bird. He doffed his hat to Jenny, and thus to her he said, My dearest Jenny Wren, if you will be but mine, you shall dine on cherry pie and drink nice currant wine. I'll dress you like a goldfinch or like a peacock gay. So if you'll have me, Jenny, let us appoint the day. Jenny blushed behind her fan and thus declared her mind. Then let it be tomorrow, Bob. I take your offer kind. Cherry pie is very good, so is currant wine, but I will wear my brown gown and never dress too fine. Robin rose up early at the break of day. He flew to Jenny Wren's house to sing a roundelay. He met the cock and hen and bade the cock declare this was his wedding day with Jenny Wren the fair. The cock then blew his horn to let the neighbours know this was Robin's wedding day and they might see the show. At first came Parson Rook with his spectacles and band and one of Mother Hubbard's books held within his hand. Then followed him the lark, for he could sweetly sing, for he was to be clerk at Cock Robin's wedding. He sang of Robin's love for little Jenny Wren, and when he came unto the end, then he began again. The goldfinch came on next to give away the bride. The linnet, being bridesmaid, walked by Jenny's side, and as she was a-walking, said, Upon my word, I think that your cock Robin is a very pretty bird. The blackbird and the thrush and charming nightingale, whose sweet jug sweetly echoes through every grove and dale, the sparrow and the tomtit and many more were there, all came to see the wedding of Jenny Wren so fair. The bullfinch walked by Robin and thus to him did say, Pray mark, friend Robin Redbreast, that goldfinch dressed so gay, what though her gay apparel becomes her very well,
yet Jenny's modest dress and look must bear away the bell.
Then came the bride and bridegroom. Quite plainly she was dressed, and blushed so much her cheeks were as red as Robin's breast. But Robin cheered her up. "My pretty Jen," said he, "we're going to be married, and happy we shall be."
"Oh, then," says Parson Rook, "who gives this maid away?"
"I do," said the goldfinch,
"and her fortune I will pay. Here's a bag of grain of many sorts, and other things besides. Now happy be the bridegroom, and happy be the bride."
"And will you have her, Robin, to be your wedded wife?" "Yes, I will," says Robin, "and love her all my life."
"And will you have him, Jenny, your husband now to be?"
"Yes, I will," says Jenny, "and love him heartily." Then on her finger fair, Cock Robin put the ring. "You're married now," says Parson Rook, while the lark aloud did sing,
"Happy be the bridegroom, and happy be the bride, and nay, not man, nor bird, nor beast, this happy pair divide."
The birds were asked to dine, not Jenny's friends alone, but every pretty songster that had Cock Robin known. They had cherry pie, besides some currant wine, and every guest brought something that sumptuous they might dine. Now they all sat or stood, to eat and to drink, and everyone said what he happened to think. They each took a bumper and drank to the pair, Cock Robin the bridegroom and Jenny Wren the fair. The dinner things removed, they all began to sing, and soon they made the place near a mile round to ring. The concert, it was fine, and every bird tried who best should sing for Robin and Jenny Wren the bride. When in came the cuckoo and made a great rout, he caught hold of Jenny and pulled her about. Cock Robin was angry, and so was the sparrow, who fetched in a hurry his bow and his arrow. His aim then he took, but he took it not right. His skill was not good, or he shot in a fright. For the cuckoo he missed, but Cock Robin he killed, and all the birds mourned that his blood was so spilled.
"Who killed Cock Robin?"
"I," said the sparrow, "with my bow and arrow, I killed Cock Robin."
"Who saw him die?"
"I," said the fly, "with my little eye, I saw him die."
"Who caught his blood?"
"I," said the fish, "with my little dish, I caught his blood."
"Who made his shroud?"
"I," said the beetle, "with my little needle, and I made his shroud."
"Who shall dig his grave?"
"I," said the owl, "with my spade and shovel, I'll dig his grave."
"Who'll be the parson?"
"I," said the rook, "with my little book, and I'll be the parson."
"Who'll be the clerk?"
"I," said the lark, "if it's not in the dark, I'll be the clerk."
"Who'll carry him to the grave?"
"I," said the kite, "if it's not in the night, and I'll carry him to the grave."
"Who'll be the chief mourner?"
"I," said the dove, "I mourn for my love,
and I'll be chief mourner.
Who'll carry the link? I, said the linnet. I'll fetch it in a minute, and I'll carry the link.
Who'll sing a psalm?
I, said the thrush, as she sat in a bush, and I'll sing the psalm.
And who'll toll the bell?
I, said the bull, because I can pull. And so, Cock Robin, farewell.
Well, that was rather sad. But I think it was a really charming and pretty verse too. I hope that makes up for it, and that you have a very happy day. Bertie's asked me to tell you some interesting facts about robins. When Queen Victoria was on the throne of England, the postmen used to have red uniforms, and they were known as Robin Redbreasts. And for many centuries, people used to believe that robins could tell the weather forecast. If it sang on top of a bush, the weather would be warm, and if it sang from within the branches, then rain was on its way. It was also thought to be extremely unlucky to kill the bird. According to one superstition, if you killed a robin, your hands would not stop shaking, and anyone who broke its eggs would have something valuable of their own broken. There are loads more stories at storynori.com, and most have happy endings. So drop by soon and listen to one. For now, from me, Natasha. Bye-bye!